Yeah, if you've got suggestions for our sci-fi theme show that we're going to do, you're more than welcome. BenjiBeat@bbc.co.uk is the email address. It's always good to hear from you, have your contributions. And talking of stuff coming up on the show, we have that sci-fi special. We've got an interview with Thundercat. Next week, we've got DVA coming in to talk about his brand new LP on Hyperdub Recordings. And he's going to be bringing a guest vocalist with him as well and providing a guest mix. That should be very good indeed. Later in tonight's show, we speak to Nicholas Jar. It's Radio 1 with Benji B. Definitely want to re-spin this one. So much good response from last week's show. Kasim Moss, Hinge Finger, track called Birds Flying in the Sun Like You Know How. We'll be right back. Grandislava remix for Sex. Track you might recognise originally by Slugabed. New remix package on that.
Tell my quit the we gon' make it in a second. Never disrespect it. Plus I'm well connected with this that I imported. Just important as your president. Swagger so impressive. And I don't need a necklace, but these get impressed when you pull up in that 7. Them sixes, them beans is I gets the fresh years. Rav Simmons, Rick Owens, usually what I'm dressed in. Smoking section, groupies rush, holy boo. Up in my direction, quit with all the front, and you ain't run my click for nothing. Cause our presence is a present, just to kick it is a blessing.
This isn't really good, this isn't really love. Cause every day I face up. This isn't really good, this isn't really love.
Gunshot, gonna lick up.
Yo, yo, yo. She said I'm hot, man, I told her I agree. She gon' really think I'm hot if I told her my degrees. Pull up in that hard top, showing off my keys. Graduate school of hard knocks, I could show you my degrees. Couple A, B, C's, bad double D's. Poppin'
don't give a F. Told you I'm a G-A-S-A-P. Stevie got it on his sleeve, but I got it on my chest. My this is what I breathe. Inhale, exhale. X pills, import, export. Harlem catching wreck still. So mommy show me how that neck feel. Later show me how the rest feel. For now just chill.
Gunshot, gonna lick up.
Radio 1,
Radio 1,
Radio 1.
This is Thundercat, and you're listening to Benji B. He's spinning some smashing tracks and smashing smash smash.
Yo, what up, yo? You got the RZA from the Almighty Wu-Tang Clan. Rockin' with my main boy right here, Benji B. Rockin' live on BBC Radio 1, yo.
What's the deal, y'all? This is Carl Craig, and you're listening to Benji B. Benji B. Benji B. Benji B. Benji B.
ASAP, Peso. That's gonna keep playing that one until he releases the next. And before that, you heard music from Mike Slott with Diane Bardi, a track called Nightingale. And as I say, before that one, music from Sluggabed, a track called Sex, Grounded Slava remix. Music in the background from A Thousand Names, a track called Take Your Time. If you just join us tonight, my apologies for sounding a little clogged up, it's that time of year. Also means spring is round the corner. All good. Everyone's got to get it once, right? Definitely enjoying it tonight nonetheless. And looking forward to being well in time for quite a few good things happening this week. Definitely going to represent at the Eglo session at Fabric featuring Floating Points. That's tomorrow night or tonight, depending on how you're looking at things. Thursday at Fabric. And this Friday, 9th of March, I will be at Bad News. That's a night that takes place in Glasgow. Myself, Koki, Pangea, Mungo's Hi-Fi, amongst others, on the bill for that one. That's Glasgow this Friday, and then it's a no sleep special straight to Zurich to host a lecture with Code 9 and Pete Rock. That's this Saturday afternoon, and then in the evening, or the night I should say, myself and Code all night in the club. Not sure which club that is in Zurich, but I'm sure if you're in that neck of the woods, you probably already know. Seek and you will find. That's this Friday, 9th of March, Saturday, 10th of March. Looking forward to that very much. Plenty of good gigs coming up this month. Better get on the vitamin C. Now here's one from the archives. Spacek Production. Rafael Sadiq Common. Yeah, I said it. Never came out. Benji B on BBC Radio 1. Check this out.
The story gets twisted like a joint. Everybody point fingers on if you came back to redeem us. Seeing you in the eyes of a fiend in front of K-cleaners. The wishes of a daydreamer, church Sunday singers. Even seen you in the mind of a schemer. When you come back, what will you bring us? Many think they know, but they ain't got a clue. You'll be amongst drug dealers and prostitutes. I'm the apostle who spit from a Chicago view. I seen what the gospel do to hustlers and thieves. Convert them into brothers that believe. Your struggle we breathe, for your peace, your blood we bleed. And holler one love and one greed.
knowing it's only one you, work to become you. In this asphalt jungle, the humble go unnoticed. In the parks like Gordon, trying to stay focused. The smoke is covering my eyes. They argue over your color, but you the brother in disguise.
Everybody has an answer, and everybody has their way of making it through the lonely days. And everybody has a story or something to say. It's just that they don't know you very well. It's just that they don't know you very well.
Mellow Hype, chilling with Benji B.
Yup.
Radio 1.
What's up, Benji B?
Left Brain.
Haji Beats. Swag, we out. We out. We out. Just another day in the life. Haji Beats.
I am sickly, prickly, pairing through pairs of crews that you ever knew. I got a pair to shoot, they fall without their parachute. I knock them out as pair of shoes. Truth is a win, I dare to lose. Y'all's an in with barbecue. Remember when I was broke and I didn't have shit? Yeah, I had that EBT, I get that money and I flip. Yeah, those days with shades of blue, in was so sick. And now I'm on the come up, but shit don't come up quick. Rumble, young man, rumble. I be in trouble with my fist. Break it, y'all, and take your shit. She passenger in my whip. She tatted across the tits like me. Mellow hype, but the hype is so mellow, and tonight we go rebel. I'm way ahead of your sunshine. I'm nighttime, midnight in this right mind, where the daylight never shines. I'm in particular, the extracurriculum, rolling up that sticky thumb. Ain't stopping till I'm feeling numb. I'm on a hiatus, I'm one with the clouds. I'm on a hiatus, man, I'm one with the clouds. Wave hot to the haters, cause none of them are allowed. In the back of the VIP with a sacky Woody, my peeps chillin'. Stupid bras and superstars, no ordinary civilians. Trying to live to see a million, rapping serial killing in my mom. Kill 'em all. Haji Beats. My day's over.
Hey, hey, this is Flying Lotus, and you're listening to Benji B.
So not too long ago, Nicholas Jar was in town to perform a sellout show at the Roundhouse, which which is a massive venue in London actually, and has since done amazing projects, I believe, at the Guggenheim in New York and performing all around the world. And fans of Nicholas's music absolutely flooded our Facebook page, so we've got to say shout out to Eddie Sirra, Alec Wolfson, Daniel, Sophie, Elio, Alex, Lucy, Richard, Zena, Kyle, Jack Zola, Chris Lucas, Ernesto, Dean Patterson, Brett Hayes, David Arbor, Anya, Jotham Skills, Michelle, Benjamin, Chin, Ju, Joe, Mahala, Mihaly, Nafatalia. Wow, so many names to get through. We'll do the rest afterwards, but it's clear that a lot of people are very excited to hear Nicholas Jaar in conversation, and that's coming up next on Radio 1. Just 22 years old and really made such a big impact in the music community worldwide. Born in New York, moved to Chile and then back to New York, aged 11 as you're about to hear. Started making music at 14 with his first release at 17 on Wolf and Lamb. Now runs his own label, Clown and Sunset, which you'll hear more about shortly. That's up next on Radio 1, my special guest in conversation, Nicholas Jaar.
Radio 1.
It's Wednesday night with me, Benji B, on Radio 1, joined by a very special guest. Please introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, this is Nicholas Jarr.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
It's good to finally have you on the show, man. I haven't known much about you personally, I have to admit. I've just understood you through the records, really. And tell us a little bit about your musical background. Where are you from?
I was born in New York. Mm-hmm. Then when I was around a year and a half, I went to Chile with my mother because my parents got separated. Mm. And then they got back together when I was 9. Mm. And so I lived in New York from the ages of 9 to 18. And then I went to school in Providence, Rhode Island, which is 3 hours away from New York. And I've been there ever since.
Okay.
But I go back and forth to New York.
And how does that work for you, being a little bit removed from the bright lights, big city? It's
amazing.
Yeah.
Thank God I have that.
So do you think that sort of like peace of mind gives you a bit more space in your music?
Absolutely.
Sometimes?
Especially now, because I'm like coming here and doing these shows. And then I get to go back to this kind of utopian college town that has like nothing to do with any of this. It's amazing.
And so what's your recording environment like there? Have you got like a...
Just my loft.
Okay.
Yeah. I just make music up in my house.
And do you sort of have a particular recording process or order to the way that you put things together, or do you just do it as and when you feel like it?
No. Complete chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what was the sort of first thing that you experimented with music wise whether it was a piece of musical gear or whether it was a, you know, a particular musical concept that you had?
I think apart from this funny story that my mother told me, that I started singing and screaming at a church when I was like 1 year old in Oxford, like in a pretty loud way and making a ruckus, I think I started just improvising in the piano when I was like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no, I think my whole music, like everything about music, has always been about improvising. Even with electronic music at the beginning, it wasn't like I was trying to teach myself. I was just trying to improvise. And I learned through improvising, just like I learned the piano through improvising. Hmm. I never really learned anything in a more kind of normal way.